can still remember the first time that somebody tried to convince me of what I knew to be a piece of false teaching as regards the Christian faith. I'd only been about 10 years old, something like that. I was at primary school, and it was on the way out of school at the end of the day that I was walking down the long school driveway with a lad called Stephen Franks. Stephen, I think, knew that I went to church, that my parents took me. He found that quite amusing. And he said to me, "So where were you christened? Were you christened in that church you go to, or in St Mary's like I was?" St Mary's was the local Anglican church. I said, "Neither. I wasn't christened." Well, Stephen was suddenly very worried for me. I said, "What? You need to get christened. You're going to go to hell." Now, even as a young child, I was very confident that that was not the reason that I would go to hell if I went there. It wouldn't be because I hadn't been christened. I'd been taught that that was not what counted. What counted was personal faith in Christ. I did feel a pang of conscience though when he said that, because I knew even at age 10 that that was something I didn't have, faith in Christ. To get to our reading for today, it's from Philippians chapter 3. And verses 4-7. Let me read them for you. Paul is making sure that the Philippians don't fall for the false teaching of what were called the Judaizers, people who said that you needed Christ plus elements of Judaism in order to be saved. Here's what he says about himself as someone who once practiced the Jewish Judaism. "Although I have reasons for confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he has grounds for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised the eighth day, of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew born of Hebrews. Regarding the law, a Pharisee. Regarding zeal, persecuting the church. Regarding the righteousness that is in the law, blameless. But everything that was a gain to me, I have counted to be a loss because of Christ." What is Paul saying here? Well, he's telling the Christians in Philippi, look, these Judaizers, they're parading before you all their Jewish credentials about their circumcision, their ethnicity as the people of Israel, their keeping of the old covenant law, their zeal. He said, well, when it comes to those things, I'm every bit as good as them and better. I was circumcised on the eighth day. That's the exact day the Old Testament says a person should be circumcised, 8 days after they're born. When it comes to my ethnicity, I'm of the nation of Israel. I'm of the tribe of Benjamin, one of those tribes of Israel. I'm a Hebrew born of Hebrews. Regarding the law of Pharisee, in other words, I am of the group that most meticulously sought to obey every tiny bit of every law. Regarding zeal in terms of my zealousness and my enthusiasm for the Judaistic faith, I persecuted the church. I persecuted what I believed then was a false teaching. Regarding righteousness that is in the law, blameless. He said, you'd have looked at me, you couldn't have picked a fault according to Old Testament Judaism in the way I lived and behaved. But he says, everything that was a gain to me, I have considered to be a loss because of Christ. Paul is saying, if someone is parading their credentials before you about why they should be accepted in God's sight, and it's all about what they do, the laws they keep, the background they've come from, be very careful. Rather, what do they make of Christ? What do they say about Christ? Do they love him? Do they rely on him alone? Paul will go on to say, and we'll look at this in a couple of days' time, that what he really wants is to know Christ. Does a love for Christ shine through in the person who is trying to teach you about the Christian faith? This weird time that we're in has probably given you the chance to listen to all sorts of Christian teachers online. Listen with a discerning ear. Are they parading any qualification for the Christian life and standing before God other than faith in and love for Christ? If Christ doesn't shine through, maybe don't listen to them. Paul wouldn't.